看列王记上十七章。
Let's turn to your First Kings chapter 17.
列王记上，请看十七章。
Let's turn to your First Kings chapter 17.
第一节和二十四节。
From verse 1 to 24. 是一到二十四。
一跟二十四。
1 and 24. Verse 1, and Elijah the Tishbite of the inhabitants of Gilead said to Ahab,As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be no dew nor rain these years, except at my word. Verse 24.
好，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
今天上午，我们想根据《列王记上》十七章来谈谈隐藏的操练。
And this morning, I'd like to use First Kings chapter 17 to discuss the topic of hidden cultivation.
求主亲自带领我们。
So may God lead us.
十七章一开始非常简要的介绍以利亚。
Chapter 17 begins with a basic introduction of Elijah.
只是这些介绍，直到今天我们还是不太清楚。
But the thing is, some of this introduction we cannot confirm today.
因为没有明确的证据。
Because there is no clear evidence.
所以只能用属灵的。意思来解释。
So we can only interpret this introduction using spiritual meanings.
圣经说他是提斯比人。
The Bible states that Elijah is a Tishbite.
那提斯比在哪里？圣经地图找不到。
You cannot find the city of Tishbe on the map in the Bible.
只知道他的意思是被掳。
All we know is that the word Tishbe means
to be captured.
And later on, Elijah settled in Gilead.
基列在约旦河的东边。
And Gilead is on the east side of the Jordan.
当时是归属以色列地。
And at that time, it belonged to the land of Israel.
至于以利亚这个名字也不是真正的人名。
And the name of Elijah is possibly not a real name.
这个名字的含义是神是我的神。
The name Elijah means God, the Lord is my God.
或者是我藏在神里面。
Or I am hidden in God.
可见这位以利亚非常特别啊。
So can see that Elijah is special.
就肉体来说，他根本没有可查。
We cannot find any physical evidence of him.
今天真教会也一样。
And today it is the same for the true church.
我们教会没有什么历史背景啊。
And our church doesn't have much historical background.
是圣灵亲自建设的教会。
And it's established directly by the Holy Spirit.
我们的信徒过去也都是被掳的。
In the past, all of us have been captured.
是神从魔鬼的权下把我们救赎出来。
It is God who has rescued us from the dominion of Satan.
只不过我们的肉体今天仍然居住在这个世界上。
We are still physically living in this world.
好像是寄居的。
Just like sojourners.
可是今天神却要让我们显明神是我们的神。
But today, God wants to manifest to us that He is our God.
更要让我们真的藏在神里面。
He also wants us to hide ourselves in Him.
不但这样。
Not only so.
我们看到当年以色列国正处在信仰最黑暗的时期。
We can also see that the kingdom of Israel was in its darkest time in history at this time.
然而神在最黑暗的时期却兴起最伟大的先知。
Yet in the darkest period of time, God arose the greatest prophets.
尤其当时以色列百姓真的很败坏。
Especially at that time, the Israelites were truly corrupt.
于是神就命饥荒降在地上。
So God commanded or allowed a famine to strike.
为了惩罚以色列百姓。
In order to punish the Israelites.
但是同时也用来操练神的先知。
But at the same time to train the prophets of God.
今天也一样。
And today it is the same.
今天这个世界也非常黑暗。
The world is very dark.
然而神却在黑暗的世界当中兴起真教会来。
However, God arose the true church in the darkest time.
今天世人实在罪恶深重啊。
And today, men are really evil.
于是神一样，将那个属灵的饥荒降在这个世上。
So likewise, God has allowed a spiritual famine to strike on the ground.
一方面是惩罚这个世界。
So one reason is to punish this world.
但是同时也用它来操练他的仆人。
It is to simultaneously train his servants.
告诉我们同样一件事情，神可以做两种完全不同的作用。
So God can carry out two different missions using one event.
那么到底神是如何让他的仆人在隐藏中受操练呢？
So how did God train or allow his servant to cultivate in a hidden way?
通常都是从我们的信仰生活开始。
And it first starts with our life of faith.
我们现在就根据列王记上十七章，用以利亚做例子，归纳出三个重点来彼此勉励。
So now we'll use the recordings of Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 17 to derive three points for us to study.
第一是信心的操练。
So the first is the training of faith.
首先，请看《列王记上》十七章第二节跟第三节。
So to First Kings chapter 17, verses 2 and 3.
列王记上十七章二节跟三节。
First Kings chapter 17, verses 2 and 3. Verse 2, then the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Verse 3, get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith, which flows into the Jordan.
当时的饥荒本身呢，对以利亚就是一种操练。
At that time, the famine itself was a test for Elijah.
神告诉以利亚，你往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
God told Elijah to get away from here and turn eastward and hide by the brook Cherith.
这是第一个隐藏的操练。
And this is the first hidden cultivation.
神一开始并没有叫他马上去工作。
God did not immediately tell him to go work.
而是教他如何度过饥荒的生活。
And God had first taught him how to endure this life of famine.
特别是我们平常吃的问题啊。
And eating was a problem.
要去哪里？
So where do we go?
怎么解决吃的问题？
And how do we find food?
首先神要他去基利西旁。
So God told him to first go hide by the brook Cherith.
这是一个很大的考验啊。
This is a great test.
我们都知道饥荒遍地缺水。
We know that the famine, there's a famine and then there's a drought.
如果我们要找水，我们应该是找什么？找大的河流啊。
If we wanted to find water, we had to go near a big river.
但是神却要他到基利西一条小溪去。
But God told him to go by the brook Cherith, which was a small stream.
那真的是一条很小的溪啊。
It was a really small stream.
啊，接着神再告诉他。
And then God told him.
我们请看列王记上十七章的四节跟第六节。
So First Kings chapter 17, verses 4 and 6.
请看列王记上十七章第四节。和第六节。
First Kings chapter 17, verses 4 and 6. Verse 4, and it will be that you shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there. Verse 6, the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening, and he drank from the brook.
神说，我已吩咐乌鸦供养你。
And God told Elijah that
然后又说，乌鸦早晚会给你叼饼跟肉来。
And the ravens would bring him bread and meat in the morning and in the evening.
我们都知道乌鸦是贪食的鸟类呀。
We know that the ravens are gluttonous birds.
还记得挪亚出方舟之前第一次放出去的鸟就是乌鸦。
So as we may recall, so when Noah was about to leave the ark, the first bird he sent out was a raven.
只可惜这一只乌鸦一去不回头了。
However, this raven did not return.
那现在神竟然叫他在溪旁等乌鸦叼饼和肉来。
Yet God told Elijah that he would wait by the brook for ravens to bring him a food.
如果是我们，请问我们相信吗？
So if we were in the same position, would we believe?
况且乌鸦并不是一次就把食物全叼来啊。
And the ravens did not bring all the food at once.
而是早上来，晚上再来。
The ravens would come first in the morning and then once again in the evening.
也就是说早餐吃完了，晚餐有没有？不知道。
In other words, after we finish our breakfast, well, we don't know if we'll have a dinner.
信心的操练。
And this is truly a cultivation or test of faith.
啊，过了一段时间，溪水干了。
So after some time, the brook had dried up.
啊，怎么办呢？
So what did he do?
请继续看第七节到第九节。
So I'd read from verse 7 to verse 9.
列王记上十七章七到九节。
First Kings chapter 17, verses 7 to 9. Verse 7, and it happened for after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. Verse 8, then the word of the Lord came to him saying, 9, arise, go to Zarephath, which belongs to Sidon, and dwell there. See, I have commanded a widow there to provide for you.
再请读十二节。
And let's jump to verse 12. Verse 12, so she said, as the Lord your God lives, I do not have bread, only a handful of flour in a bin, and a little oil in a jar. And see, I am gathering a couple of sticks that I may go in and prepare it for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die.
那紧接着神又叫以利亚起身往西顿的撒勒法去。
God then told Elijah to arise, go to Zarephath,which belongs to Sidon.
说已经吩咐一个寡妇要供养他。
He also told Elijah that he had commanded a widow there to provide for him.
啊，这一次更奇怪哦。
And this is even more strange.
以色列地那么多的城都不让他去。
There's so many towns and cities in the land of Israel that God could have sent Elijah to.
偏偏叫他到外邦的一个小城镇去。
And somehow God told Elijah to go to a small city in the land of the Gentiles.
而且是去找一个穷寡妇啊。
And to seek help from a poor widow.
这个寡妇跟她的儿子已经穷到不行了。
And this poor widow and her son were so poor.
圣经说只剩下一把面，一点点油啊。
The Bible says that they had only a handful of flour and a little bit of oil left.
最后一餐吃完了，准备等死啊。
So they were about to finish the last meal and wait to die.
你想怎么会这样呢？
So you might think to yourselves, why would God make him do this?
怎么样叫我这样去做呢？
So how would you make me do this?
实在是想不通啊。
And this cannot be comprehended.
可是神乃是要用这样来操练以利亚哦。
But God was using this to test Elijah.
操练以利亚的信心。
To train him and to train his faith.
真的在穷寡妇家生活，考验更大了。
And it was true that Elijah faced an even greater test while living with the widow.
这一次不是一个人吃啊，三个人要吃啊。
So this time there is not only one mouth to feed, but three in total.
况且这一餐吃完了，下一餐就没有了。
And this is also considering that after finishing this meal, there's no guarantee that the next one will be available.
请问能活下去吗？
And the question is, do you think they will survive?
根本不可能啊。
It's impossible.
只有凭信心啊。
It can only be done by faith.
这个就叫做信心的操练啊。
And this is a cultivation of faith.
可见信心的操练往往是在最坏的环境当中。
So you can see that the cultivation of faith happens in the worst conditions.
在人认为不可能、没有把握、而且没有办法理解的当下。
When men think it's impossible and when they cannot fathom the situation.
仍然对神有绝对的信心。
And they still have this absolute faith in God.
那这种信心才是真实的。
Only this kind of faith is truthful and real.
尤其是在我们日常的基本生活。
Especially in our daily living.
这是隐藏操练的第一关哦。
And this is the first level of our hidden cultivation.
这一关一定要先突破才行哦。
And we have to pass or finish this level first.
因此，当年主耶稣才教训我们。
So that is why the Lord Jesus taught us.
请看马太福音的第六章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 6.
马太福音第六章，请看33节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
马太福音六章三十三节。
Matthew chapter 6, verse 33.
请念。
Verse 33, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
主耶稣应许我们，只要凡事以神做第一。
Well, Lord Jesus here promises us that as long as we put him first always.
先求神的国和神的义。
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
主耶稣说，我们所需用的神都知道。
Then the Lord Jesus promises us that all these things that we need shall be added to us.
神都要加给我们的。
And then he will add to us.
所以不用忧虑吃什么、喝什么、穿什么。
So we need not to worry about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear.
这种道理好像很简单哦。
And this kind of teaching is really easy to understand.
做起来却相当困难哦。
But it's considerably more difficult to carry out.
在台湾有位弟兄就有经历过这种操练啊。
There's a brother in Taiwan who had gone through the same kind of cultivation and test.
他说他以前很穷啊。
He said he was very poor back then.
他是住在山区里面啊。
He lived in a mountainous region.
啊，常常没东西吃啊。
And there is often no food.
大人没关系啊，孩子没东西吃就吵。
And for the adults it was fine, but whenever there's no food, the kids will become disruptive.
啊，有一天晚上下大雨啊。
And one time, one night there was heavy rain.
哎，下了整整五个小时。
It rained for 5 hours.
他家附近的一小小溪涨满了。
And there was a stream nearby his house that was it was flooding there.
啊，当时家里面没有米呀。
At that time, there was no rice in the house.
不要说什么肉菜啊，连米都没有啊。
Not to mention meat or vegetables, there was no rice to begin with.
也没办法出去买啊。
And they could not go out to buy any.
可是他孩子肚子又饿啊。
But his children were very hungry.
会吵啊
！And they were starting to get rowdy.
那怎么办呢
？So what should he do?
他就安慰孩子说：“神必预备。
”So he comforted his children, saying that the Lord will provide.
啊，问题是你能变东西给孩子吃吗
？But the thing is, can you turn other objects into food for your children to eat?
你能够叫孩子饿的肚子说他不饿呢？
Can you allow your children to starve while just telling them that you are not hungry at all?
于是他就祷告神。
So he prayed to God.
祷告完了。
After he prayed.
本来想拿着渔网到小溪去捞，看有没有鱼啊。
He thought of bring his net to try to go catch some fish in the river.
但是那个溪水哦，又大又急，非常危险呢。
Or the stream, but the water was very turbulent and
he 真的不敢下去哦。
Was flowing very rapidly, so it was dangerous, and he didn't dare to go in.
没想到他突然间看到，哎，溪流中间怎么会有一个好大的南瓜？
But somehow when he went to the stream, he saw that there is a giant pumpkin in the middle of the stream.
啊，他很好高兴，啊，感谢主。
He was so delighted and he thanked God.
可是这个大南瓜在小溪中间呢，他拿不到啊。
However, the giant pumpkin was in the middle of the stream, so he could not reach it.
眼看在那里就是拿不到。
He could see it, but he could not reach it.
怎么办
？So, 或许
他又祷告神。
So he prayed to God once again.
祷告完了。
And after he finished praying.
哎，很奇妙啊。那颗大南瓜哦，滚两三圈，竟然滚到岸边来给他。
Miraculously, the pumpkin rolled to the bank of the stream.
啊，那一天晚上他们就吃那颗大南瓜。
And so that night, they had the giant pumpkin for dinner.
过了五年。
After 5 years.
有一次他生重病啊。
One time, he was seriously ill.
下山到市区去住院啊。
He went down the mountain to be hospitalized in the city.
五天他不在家。
And for 5 days, he wasn't home.
家里没东西吃，都不知道。
There is no food in the house, and he didn't know about that.
那几天他的儿子才小学6年级啊，到河边去钓鱼。
At that point in time, his son was in sixth grade, and he went to the stream to try to catch some fish.
一只鱼都没钓到。
He didn't catch any.
结果在河边捡到一个钓鳗鱼的那种钓钩哦。
And then his son did find a kind of hook that you used to fish eel by the side of the stream.
那种钓钩比一般的钓钩要粗啊。
So that kind of a hook is a thicker than the usual hook you use.
那他儿子就把它捡起来绑在自己的钓竿。
So the son picked it up and then tied it to his own rod.
啊，不是要钓，是把它插在小溪里头。
And he didn't try to fish. He just placed his rod in the stream.
看看能不能钓到鳗鱼呀、啊、
？To see if he could catch an eel.
那当时他儿子也不知道家里已经都没东西吃了。
And his son didn't know that there is no food left in the house.
而隔天一大早要找东西，才发现说没东西。
The following morning, when he tried to look for food, that was when he realized that there was no food left.
糟糕，家里面什么都没有。
And it was unfortunate that there is nothing left in the house.
于是跑去告诉他妈妈嘛。
And so he ran to his mother.
这个妈妈摸摸口袋啊，没钱啊。
And the mother looked through her own pockets and realized that she had no money.
爸爸又住院了。
And the father was hospitalized.
啊，怎么办呢？
So what could they do?
感谢主，当时这位妈妈也很有信心啊。
And thank God, at that time the mother also had great faith.
她对孩子说：“神必预备。”
She told her child that God will provide.
问题是，你能够真的变出东西给孩子吃吗
？However, are you able to turn other objects into food for your children to eat?
不可能啊。
That's impossible.
那怎么办呢
？So what could they do?
他就祷告神。
She prayed to God.
祷告完了。
After she finished praying,
他这个儿子才想起，哎，昨天有一根钓竿插在小溪呢。
And the son suddenly recalled that he had placed his rod in the stream yesterday.
就跟他姐姐了，赶快跑去看。
So he hurriedly ran there with his sister to check.
啊，钓竿不见了。
And when they arrived, they realized that the rock was not there.
两个姐弟在那边拼命的找，后来才发现说，哇，原来钓竿跑到溪水中间飘来飘去啊。
And then after looking around, they realized that the rod was flowing in the middle of a stream.
这个时候，他的儿子很有信心。
So that time, the son had great faith.
因为儿子有体验到。
Because the son had experienced God before.
他学他爸爸。
So he imitated his father.
主必预备啊
！God will provide。
所以他就讲感谢主，一定钓到了。
So he said that, thank God, we must have caught something。
啊，其实他根本没看到啊。
Well, the truth is that he didn't see anything。
啊，可是那个钓竿在溪水中间，怎么去拿
？However, the rod was in the middle of the stream, so how could he reach it？
于是两个孩子学爸爸学妈妈，就在溪旁祷告。
So the two children, they imitated their parents by kneeling down and praying beside the brook.
神是真的哦。
And God is real.
哎，真的祷告，他就听。
And when they prayed, and he listened.
很奇妙，姐弟两个祷告完，那个钓竿竟然飘来飘去，飘到他前面了。
So the children prayed, and after they finished praying, miraculously, the rod flowed up to the bank of the river.
两个孩子啊，好高兴啊，一起要拉。
And the children were so happy, they tried to pull the rod out of the water.
不得了啊，很重啊。
It was, they were surprised that the rod was, there was a lot of resistance.
真的是钓到一条六公斤半的大河鳗哦。六公斤半。
They found out that they caught this 6 kilogram eel.
可见神是真的。
So we can see that God is real and true.
神一定会顾念我们。
And God will take care of us.
只要我们凡事以神为第一。
As long as we place Him first in all things.
先求他的国和他的义。
We need to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
这样就必定能够经得起生活上信心的操练。
By doing so, we are able to endure all the tribulation or all the cultivation of faith that we experience in life.
第二, 知足的操练。
So the second point is about a cultivation of thanksgiving.
是的, 神会眷顾我们。
Or a cultivation of being content. And it is true that God will care for us.
我们相信神一定会赐给我们一切需用的。
We believe that God will provide everything for us.
但是请大家注意, 我们所需用的并不是我们所想要的。
Where God will provide everything that we need, and we also need to take note of that a lot of times what we need is different from what we think we need.
而是由神认定我们最基本的生活需求。
And God determines what do we need.
这两个有很大的差距哦。
And there is a clear distinction between the two.
或许我们会觉得怎么这么少？
We might think to ourselves that why does God give me so little?
可是在神看来对我们却刚刚好。
However, to God, He gives us just the right amount.
为的是要操练我们。
And it is for the purpose of training us.
当年以利亚先知就是这样接受神的操练的。
And this is the kind of training and test that Prophet Elijah had received in his time.
基利希是一条小溪啊。
The brook Cherith was a small stream.
在遍地干旱的时候，水绝对不会很多。
When there is a drought going on, there must not be any significant amount of water in the stream.
乌鸦的嘴巴不大。
The raven had a small mouth.
叼来的东西应该也很有限的。
And so whatever he would bring to it will bring to Elijah is limited.
而乌鸦只是早晚给他叼饼和肉来。
And the ravens would just bring meat and bread in the morning and in the evening.
那请问中午呢？
How about during noontime?
小弟想说只好进食祷告哦。
So I just thought about maybe Elijah could fast and pray.
因为当时也没有麦当劳可以买啊。
During his day, there is no McDonald's to go to.
如果是这样一天只吃两餐,
so if Elijah were to only eat these two meals every day,
就只靠乌鸦叼来的饼和一点点肉,
to rely on only the meat and the bread that the ravens brought,
然后喝基利希一点点的水,
and to drink the little remaining water in the brook Cherith.
圣经说就这样要过一段时间哦，一些日子啊。
And the Bible says that there is a certain amount of time that passed.
直到那溪水干了。So
Elijah lived there until there is no water left in the brook.
我们现在想想，请问我们受得了吗？
So if we're in the same position, will we be able to endure this condition?
不但是这样。
And not only so.
后来再到撒勒法的寡妇家去。
And right after, God told Elijah to go to this widow in Zarephath.
去了一问才知道，原来他们母子两个去捡柴，准备吃最后一餐了。
And it was only when Elijah had arrived in Zarephath, he realized the widow and her son were gathering sticks to have their last meal.
吃完了就打算要等死了。
And after they finished, they would be waiting to die.
所以以利亚当然不敢要求太多啊。So
of course Elijah dare not to have a lot of demands and needs.
啊，我们请看回来《列王记上》17章。So
turn back to First Kings chapter 17.
请看回来《列王记上》17章13节跟14节。Turn
back to First Kings chapter 17, verses 13 and 14. Okay. Verse 13, And Elijah said to her, Do not fear, go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first, and bring it to me, and afterward make some for yourself and your son. 14, For thus says the Lord God of Israel, The bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry, until the day the Lord sends rain on the earth.
圣经说，以利亚只对那寡妇说，先为我做一个小饼。
And so Elijah asked the widow to make him a small bread.
因为神说, 坛内的面必不减少, 瓶里的油必不缺短。
Because God said that a bin of flour shall not be used up, nor shall the jar of oil run dry.
意思就是你只要凭信心顺服，照着做就对了。
It means that Elijah and the widow just had to continue in faith, and they didn't have to think much.
同时也表示神不会一下子给你一袋面粉呢。
Also means that God would not just bless you with a pack of flour immediately.
也不会一下子就给你几瓶油，甚至不可能给你一瓶满的油。
And he wouldn't give you a few bottles of oil or any bottles of full of oil right away.
所以重点在那以利亚能吃到多少呢？
So the key point was that how much could Elijah eat?
看来看去很显然每餐就只有一个小饼啊。
It's pretty straightforward that Elijah could have at most only a small bread every single meal.
以前靠乌鸦还有一点肉可以吃啊。
So back when he was relying on the raven to deliver food, he has meat to eat.
哇，现在连肉都没了。
And now there is not even meat to eat.
其他更不用说了。
And not to mention other foods.
请问能吃饱吗？
So could Elijah be feel full?
对我个人来讲，老实说是不够的。
And so for me personally, I would not have been satisfied.
我虽然年纪大的，但是我还觉得这是不够的。
Even though I am more elderly now, but I still don't think this is enough for me.
可是以利亚却很知足啊。
But Elijah was very content.
他从来没有说不够哦。
He never said that there is not enough.
他每餐都感谢领受。
He received every single meal with thanksgiving.
没有一点怨言。
He did not have any complaints.
这真的很不简单。
And this was not easy.
这才叫做隐藏的操练啊。
And this is truly a hidden cultivation.
操练什么？
So what was he cultivating?
三点。
And the third point.
首先请看马太福音第四章第四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 4 verse 4.
请看马太福音四章四节。
Matthew chapter 4 verse 4.
请看。马太福音四章第四节
Okay, Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
第一，操练我们，让我们真的知道，人活着不是单靠食物。
Or to train Elijah in three ways. So the first way is to teach him that man shall not live by food alone.
乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。
But by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
再请看希伯来书十三章第五节。
Let's turn to Book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5.
请看新约希伯来书十三章第五节。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Okay. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 5. Let your conduct be without a covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
第二，操练我们，让我们真的明白，神总不撇下我们，也不丢弃我们的。
Secondly, to train Elijah to know that God will never forsake us.
所以我们存心不可贪那钱财。
So that we must... make a determination to not be covetous.
要以自己所有的为满足。
And need to be content with all we have.
再请看提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 6.
再请看提摩太前书第六章六到八节。
Let's turn to First Timothy chapter 6, verses 6-8.
提摩太前书六章。六到八节。
First Timothy chapter 6, verses 6-8. Verse 6, Now godliness with contentment is great gain. 7, For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Verse 8, And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content.
第三，操练我们，让我们真的了解，原来敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力。
So the thirdly, to cultivate us so that we can learn that godliness with contentment is great gain.
因为我们没有带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。
Because we have brought nothing into this world, nor can we take anything away with us.
所以只要有衣有食，就当知足。
So as long as we have food and clothing, we shall be content.
这个就是神让我们接受这种操练最主要的目的。
So this is the main purpose of God putting us through these types of cultivation.
希望我们能够用以利亚的那个肉身受苦的心智来做兵器。
So may God help us to learn and study from Elijah's example here.
能够真的与罪断绝。
And to separate us ourselves, to separate ourselves from sin.
再世度余下的光阴。
And to live the rest of our days in such manner.
为主耶稣做更美好的事工。
And to carry out more work for God.
第三是祷告的操练。
And the third cultivation Elijah went through was the cultivation of prayer.
当一个人对神满有信心呢，生活又简单知足，那么他一定有神同在。
So as long as someone has a faith in God and lives a simple and content life, then God will be with him.
他也一定会有活生生的见证的。
And he will surely have living testimonies.
为什么呢？
And why is it so?
因为这种生活才有可能与神灵交。
Because only by living this kind of lifestyle can we have communion with God.
因为这种生活他才有时间好好的祷告。
But only because only this kind of lifestyle can give us ample time to pray.
更因为这种生活他才能够真的以神为第一。
And only by living this kind of life can we put God first.
所以当他遇到困难的时候，神自然就优先考虑解决他的问题。
So whenever people who live like this encounter troubles, God will prioritize resolving their troubles first.
只要他一祷告，神马上就垂听，马上就应允他。
Whenever they pray, God will listen.
列王记上十七章十七节到二十四节就是最具体的实例。
First Kings chapter 17, verses 17 and onward is a prime example of this.
请看回来《列王纪上》十七章。
Let's turn back to First Kings chapter 17.
看回来《列王纪上》十七章。
Let's turn back to First Kings chapter 17.
先看十七、十八节。
Let's read verses 17 and 18.
十七跟十八节。
Verse 17, now it happened after these things that the son of the woman who owned the house became sick, and his sickness was so serious that there was no breath left in him. Verse 18, so she said to Elijah, what have I to do with you, O man of God? Have you come to me to bring my sin to remembrance and to kill my son?
再看21节。
Verse 21, and he stretched himself out on the child three times and cried out to the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray, let this child's soul come back to him.
再看24节。
Verse 24, then the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that you are a man of God and that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth.
有一天这位寡妇的儿子突然间死掉了。
One day, the widow's son died suddenly.
啊，这种事真的很悲哀哦。
And this is truly tragic.
想想寡妇已经够可怜的了。
You can think that the widow was already deplorable enough.
现在她的儿子又病死了。
And now her son had died from illness.
您说怎么办呢？
And so what could they do?
更糟糕的是，这位寡妇觉得是因为我接待先知才会这样啊。
And what's even troubling is how the widow said that maybe it's because I have received the prophet that my son died.
神人住在我家里，天天与神亲近啊。
That the man of God lives in my house and then draws close to God every single day.
使神想起我的罪来了。
And so that God is starting to remember my sins.
以致我的儿子才会死啊。
And then leading to my son's death.
这是小寡妇的想法哦。
And this was the widow's thought.
可是这件事对以利亚本身来说是另外一个很大的考验哦。
However, this incident was another great test or cultivation for Elijah.
你说怎么办呢？
So what could he do?
去跟他解释啊，你能讲清楚吗？
Could Elijah have explained to her? He probably couldn't explain it clearly.
真的是一言难尽，没办法说啊，不太可能啊。
It was really difficult to say anything. It's impossible.
那怎么办呢？
So what could he have done?
那只有一条路。
There's only one way.
就是祷告神。
And that is to pray to God.
然而问题是，祷告真的有效吗？
The question is, would praying be effective?
你真的有把握让孩子复活吗？
Is there any guarantee that the child would resurrect?
老实说，其实也不是很确定的啊。
To be honest, there's no certainty.
为什么
？And why is it so?
因为这不是单看你当下现在你是怎么祷告，不是只有看这个哦。
Because it is not only contingent upon how you pray at the moment.
更要紧的是要看你平常所下的祷告功夫啊。
It is also contingent on the cultivation of prayer that you put into in your daily life.
所以小弟每一次读到这里，马上就会联想到以利亚这段隐藏期间到底他在做什么。
So this also makes me reflect on what is Elijah doing exactly during this time.
他除了每天要操练信心呢。
So besides cultivating his own faith.
每天要操练知足之外啊。
Each day he had to cultivate his contentment.
更重要的应该是每天操练祷告。
And what was even more important was for him to cultivate his prayer every day.
不要以为他都没事做。
So we must not think that Elijah had nothing to do.
其实他每天都是在努力的灵修自己啊。
Elijah strived to cultivate himself every single day.
特别是在祷告上下功夫。
Especially to pour the effort into the cultivation of prayer.
那正因为他平常祷告的功夫下得很深啊。
It is because he put so much effort into the cultivation of prayer each day.
所以当他一遇到问题，神的能力随即就显明出来。
So when Elijah encountered this problem, that the might of God was demonstrated.
圣经说他三次伏在孩子的身旁。
So Bible here records that for three times he stretched himself.
孩子就真的从死里复活过来哦。
And yeah, so the child did resurrect.
我常常在想，今天如果是我们，你服了十次，可能都还活不过来哦。
So if we're in the same position today, probably even if we were to stretch ourselves on the child for 10 times, the child would not have revived.
难怪妇人最后才这样说。
And this is why the woman or the widow said in the end.
现在我真知道你是神人。
Now by this I know that you are a man of God.
神借你口中的话都是真的。
And that the word of the Lord in your mouth is the truth.
今天请问我们呢？
So for us today.
我们是不是常常出了问题才赶紧来到教会？
Do we often only come to church because we're going through difficulties?
才赶快跪下去进食祷告。
Then we start to kneel down and to fast and pray.
才立志发起热心呢。
And to start being fervent again.
虽然这样做还算不错了。
Of course, if you do this, it's not too bad.
不过小弟个人觉得有点慢啊。
But personally, I think this is way too late.
我们想想，如果平时不好好下功夫去祷告。临时才想要抓住神，恐怕到时候真的会落空。
And if we fail to grab onto God in our daily life and start to cultivate ourselves in prayer, when difficulties hit, then and might be that our prayer goes in vain.
如果到时候真的落空了
，and if our prayers become futile,
不仅没有办法让人知道我们是真信徒。
And not only can we not show others that we are true believers.
神借着我们口中所说的话，也没有办法证实是真的，不是吗？
And it is also that the word of the Lord in our mouth cannot be proven to be the truth.
最后, 请看三段圣经做个结论。
So lastly, we'll conclude by turning to three passages.
请看马拉基书第四章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 4.
请看马拉基书第四章。
Malachi chapter 4.
第五节,第六节。
Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6.
马拉基书四章五六。
Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Okay, verse 5, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. 6, And he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the earth with a curse.
再前看, 马太福音17章10到13节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 to 13.
马太福音17章10到13节。
Matthew chapter 17, verses 10 through 13. Verse 10, And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? 11, Jesus answered and said to them, Indeed, Elijah is coming first and will restore all things. 12, But I say to you that Elijah has come already, and they did not know him, but did to him whatever they wished. Likewise, the Son of Man is also about to suffer at their hands. 13, Then the disciples understood that he spoke to them of John the Baptist.
再前看马太福音第三章1到4节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
马太福音3章1到4节。
Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Verse 1, In those days John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, 2, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Verse 3, For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one man crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Verse 4, Now John himself was clothed in a camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey.
先知以利亚在圣经里面的确扮演很重要的角色。
Indeed, the prophet Elijah played an important role in the Bible.
所以旧约圣经最后 才特别用神大而可畏之日未到以前，必差遣先知以利亚先来这个预言做结束。
And that is why the Old Testament Bible concluded with the prophecy of, Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
而所谓神大而可畏之日有两个。
And there are two great and dreadful days of the Lord.
一个是主耶稣降生,
the first is the birth of Jesus.
另一个是主耶稣再临,
and the second is the second coming.
因此预言中的先知以利亚到底是谁呢?
And so who is this prophesied prophet Elijah?
绝对不是旧约那个以利亚先知在复活转世,
it must not be prophet Elijah in the Old Testament reviving and reincarnating.
乃是说他必有当年以利亚的心智和能力。
And it is just expressing that this prophet would have the same determination that Elijah once had.
那么到底是指谁呢?
So who is this referring to?
当然第一个是施洗约翰啊。
So the first is John the Baptist.
啊,另一个是谁呢?
And then who's the second?
另一个就是末世的真教会啊,
the second is the true church in the end time.
包括所有的工人和信徒啊,
which encompasses all the believers and workers.
施洗约翰主耶稣已经印证过了。
And John the Baptist had been confirmed by Jesus himself.
他的确有当年以利亚的心智和能力。
He truly had the same heart and determination that Elijah had.
为什么?
Why could he? It's because John the Baptist did live a life of hidden cultivation. The Bible says that John the Baptist lived in wilderness. He was clothed in camel's hair.
腰束皮带,
a leather belt around his waist.
吃的是蝗虫野蜜,
his food was locust and wild honey.
所以今天问题只在我们哦。
So today, the problem lies with us.
请问我们今天过的又是怎么样的生活呢？
What kind of life do we live today?
我们有过着隐藏操练的信仰生活吗？
Do we live a life of faith with a hidden cultivation?
我们的生活有尽量的简单化吗？
Have we simplifying our life?
这才是真正的重点。
And this is the main point.
值得我们再一次好好的省察自己。
And it is a worthy of our reflection.
恳求圣灵大大的感动我们。
And may the Holy Spirit greatly move us.
请唱诗373首。
Let's sing hymn 373.